the Mom Genist Podcast. Two dental hygienists who became friends and later became moms who understand the struggles, the joys, and the self-doubt of raising kids, staying sane, and working. Listen to our regular conversations about everything except the kitchen sink.
Welcome to the Mom Genist Podcast with Christy, Jasmine, and Karen. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Mom Genist Podcast. This is Jasmine.
This is Christy.
And this is Karen.
And today we are talking about the challenges of being a mom of boys. Woo woo! Jasmine, you can go to, sleep, girl. Go ahead.
I'm just going to do some work.
Oh, we got this.
We got this. So I have two boys. And can I say that I love being a mother of boys?
Amen. Me too. I've got two boys.
You have two boys. I could have five. I could have five boys easily. My body can't. My wallet can't.
Right.
But my heart can't.
But my heart, yeah, my heart would, yeah. My heart would have, yeah.
So Karen, why do you say that? Voice. Why do you feel the way you feel?
What is it? Why do I feel, oh my gosh. I tell you, I grew up, it was just my sister and I, first of all. Mm-hmm. Didn't have any brothers. And so having a boy was like a completely foreign experience. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this kid? I mean, what is this thing down here in the diaper? I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. Uh-huh. But at least in my experience, just the complete pure love and the specialness of like being like the one female in his life that he loves first.
Mm-hmm.
So special, so precious.
It is.
I love it.
It melts your heart. So has your, well, I don't know if your baby was able to say this yet, but have your boys said they wanted to marry you?
Not in particular.
Okay.
Not in particular. My son, Ethan, I think the idea of marriage, he's going to be 9 at the end of January. Mm-hmm. And the idea of marriage, he's like, nope, not even you, Mom. He's like, I'll live with you, but no, I don't want to marry anybody.
Well, that's the closest thing. Yeah. I'll live with you.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. Yeah, both my boys have said that. My oldest started saying that like as soon as he could talk. And
that's so sweet.
My husband, you know, loved to tell him, you can't marry your mom, boy. And I'm like, yes, he can. At 2 and 3 and 4, yes, he can. All right? Leave him alone. He just did. And to this day, right, Jasmine, he is a mama's boy, my oldest. He is got to have his mommy.
And how old is your oldest now?
So he's 12.
12.
And then my middle guy, he actually just started to say he was going to marry me. Like, he's 8. So around the age of 7 or 6, he started to say, I'm going to marry mom. But he's a guy of few words. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he just didn't really speak about anything or tell you his thoughts. So,
well, you know, that is so special if he's saying he wants to marry his mama.
It is. Although I busted him the other day. He said to his dad, asking him a question, his dad said no. And he said, but you're my favorite. And I'm like, what? So he said to his dad that his dad was his favorite person. And I'm like, excuse me.
No, you know, he's just saying that to get, he looks at you. Did he wink? Because he's like, you know, you're my favorite mom.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I said, excuse me, he came running in. So, you know, so the unexpected joy that I had out of all of this is like you, Karen, I had all females. I did have a couple of male cousins, but I had all females growing up, like my sister. Like, we were just all women. Mm-hmm. And I grew up feeling like, and I'm sorry, I think I told Andrew, Jasmine, when we first recorded with Andrew Johnston, that I was a little bit of a sexist, I think. Yeah. Because I kind of thought, like, boys were just dumb.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
Nope.
I remember I asked Andrew about being a guy genist and how I assumed that men don't have a really good eye for detail. Hmm.
Did he go right
out of Texas?
I know, and I told him that in advance. I said, I don't mean to sound this way, but I couldn't help but think, like, how is your attention to detail?
What did he say? What did he say?
He laughed. He said he was very good, right? He probably wanted to say that, jerk. But anyway, I was
a natural
born.
He's too sweet.
He is, yeah. And sorry, Andrew. I'm sorry. I don't think you are a bad hygienist just because you're a guy. But I couldn't help. I did wonder, like, how is a guy hygienist going to clean someone's teeth? I mean, you know, that's Jasmine really likes funny. To send me pictures of her husband's teeth not being done right. Could you imagine if a guy hygienist? No, sorry.
Man, I was so mad.
Let me stop. All right.
Okay.
What? Well, I don't know if I know this story.
Oh, that's a whole nother.
All I'm trying to say is not everybody doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, I want to say, I don't know if you've, I'm going to tell you a story, Jazz. Both of you, I think I told Jasmine, but Karen, about this thing that happened with my son at school. And so it made me really aware of what kind of world and environment my boys are growing up in. So I was chaperoning my son on a field trip, and we were waiting in the cafeteria. So I was with my group, and I was sitting next to a table of girls, seventh grade girls, and they had their phones out, and they weren't supposed to. They could have their phones at the zoo is where we were going, but they couldn't have them out prior to that. So a female teacher walks by, gives them a lecture, and says, what do you have your phones out for, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, you can take pictures of animals, and there are no animals here except the boys.
Oh.
And I looked up, like, did you just say that out loud? And then my son's sitting there looking like, oh, okay. And then she sees me looking at her, and then she tries to clean it up and says to my son, well, not you. I like you. I'm like, oh, you're just making it worse. You're just making it worse, lady. Oh, goodness. You know, and I was
I was fired up
because I think it is a societal issue. I do. I don't think it's just her slip. I think it's a societal issue, and I'm concerned with the rise of feminism or the feminist movement that my sons will be made to feel less than.
You know, well, I pondered that myself too, because as much as we want to, I'm going to probably stick my foot in my mouth at some point or another in this.
You're good.
But to, you know, empower women, but yeah, I mean, there is that other side, you know, being a woman and a mom of a son, I think we have our foot in both worlds.
Right. Absolutely.
And what I want to know as a mom of a young man is I know what values and things that I want him to grow up with, but it's such a tricky thing, and and there's no clear cut right and wrong. And, and I think that there's something, sometimes I think society wants to, you know, is you're either on one side or the other, and and it's just not that way. And it's not that easy.
It's not. What about you, Jasmine? What do you think? Psych. She's like, I'm good. I got two girls. I don't got to worry about this. She's over there snoozing. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like trends. I don't like trends. I like being who you are. Mm-hmm. And so I love to empower women. I was born doing it. Like, I was ready to fight any man that disrespected any female in my life. I was just ready. So I don't have a problem at all. That's me raising my sons to appreciate a strong woman isn't a concern to me, but I want them to be strong men. You know, I don't want to reduce their masculinity to animal-like behavior, because the other thing that I have observed in the younger ages is I've observed little boys acting out and it being laughed off almost as if it's expected, you know, like, oh. Even parents, just like if it was a classroom activity or something where parents were involved and their kids were doing things, I'm not talking about normal, just normal kid things, but like totally like disobedient, disrespectful, and it being laughed off as so cute. Oh, that's just Johnny. No.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope sometimes when you don't address something like that in the moment.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at, I suppose, you know, social setting, at home, wherever. I think, especially sometimes my son, he minds me a heck of a lot more than he minds his dad. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you had to put us in order, like I rank on the top as far as like, if I say something, they're going to do it. Uh-huh. If dad says something, they're like, whatever. And I sometimes have to, I'm like, you guys need to listen to your dad. I'm like,
yeah.
But my husband sometimes has a difficult time being an authority figure, I suppose.
I see.
And because he is such a goof. I mean, I call him like my oldest child. He is a big kid.
I saw your post today. Yes. That was cute.
He's a big kid and he's a playful guy. But he has a tough time having an authoritative presence, which drives me crazy sometimes. Because I'm like, I want you to lay down the law too.
Right. Yeah. See, my sons, their dad, oh my gosh, he's so serious. He plays with them. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about that. They listen to him more than they listen to me. Hands down. All of my children listen to my husband more than they listen to me. So I'm not necessarily worried about my boys. I feel like we're going to give them, my goal is just to make them balanced human beings of society. Mm-hmm. I want them to know that their worth is not based on what other people think and see. It's based on how we see and how they feel. But I want them to make good decisions. Oh my goodness. So the other side of this story, Karen and Jasmine, is that, I don't know if I told you this, Jasmine. As we were in the cafeteria, one of the seventh grade girls was putting herself on the lap of different boys, on the laps of different boys, just going and sitting on their lap. And one boy to another, she was hopping on their lap, hey, being friendly. And I said, oh, that's just so dangerous these days. That's just so dangerous because the minute one of them does anything remotely, like, I mean, they could really have a reputation their whole life. Either way.
I just gonna like add to poked this. Her in the sides or pinched her or something like that. Yeah, right. It's just like, oh gosh.
Go ahead, Jess.
Given the wake of this Me Too movement, which is a whole nother conversation, and this surviving R. Kelly documentary.
Oh my goodness.
We are failing our young boys.
Right.
Because there is a societal issue with a double standard for how men should view women and women should view men. It's Absolutely. A whole big, this is a whole different topic, but with the expectations we have for our male children compared to our female children there's a stark difference.
Oh my goodness.
So we're constantly complaining about, well, why don't our young men see women like this? And why don't we do this? And it's because we women are raising these young men to not be responsible, to not be accountable, to not think straight.
Right.
Be well mannered. I can't tell you how many times I've seen young boys, 8 or 7 years old or 9 years old, same age as Priscilla, that can't say, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And their moms are like, oh, Johnny, it's okay, Johnny. And I'm like, that boy is 9 years old. He should know how to say, excuse me. Same. Right. They have a disregard for authority. They have a disregard and a very huge lack of respect for females. And it's terrible. And that's what's on my mind right now. My husband and I were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in how we treat each other, and mm-hmm. we've got to do better. So all of you all, my two cents is, you know, really start having those conversations early. Start having those conversations early for young boys to understand how important it is to protect themselves, for others not to touch certain areas on their body. Start having that conversation early for them so they can respect their own bodies, but then also to respect other individuals and to hold their peers accountable for when others aren't treating others with the respect that they deserve.
Boom. I love that. I love that, Jasmine. But, you know, I want to also add, I think it's the responsibility of our men, because I don't think men insert their voice in a rational, we do have rational, reasonable men that exist still. And where's their voice? Where's their voice to say, no, that's not right. That's wrong. Or, you know, just, I had another quick example of, you know, this talk of a girl having a revealing outfit on and someone saying, well, obviously she wants the attention. And I'm like, huh? What? It was negative attention, by the way. I'm like, no. I mean, it's one thing to say you would never let your daughter leave the house that way. It's a whole nother thing not to say, to not even say for one moment that those young men shouldn't act that way. You totally didn't say anything about that. You talked about her clothes. Mm-hmm. Now, I have an issue with that, because how she dresses doesn't merit anyone to act disrespectful. I'm sorry. It doesn't, you know? So I think our men need to stand up and say, hey, young boys, this is how you have to act. And like Jasmine said, protect yourself. And this is how you need to carry yourself. You aren't animals. You can do this, mm-hmm. you know? And I think we need men to set that example as well as we're already working on it. The mom's working on it, I hope. I am.
Yep.
But we need men to back that up. Right?
I agree.
Amen, yeah. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So I don't want it to be a downer. I think definitely that this conversation will lead to a further conversation, especially as mine is older. Oh my goodness. I came home. He was baking cupcakes for his...
I saw that too.
And they were so cute and pretty, you know, and I love that he loves to cook, and I'm having him do that more. Like, I'm not afraid to teach him anything domestic. That's the other thing. Woo, yes.
Yes.
Domestic skills. Yes. Can I get a what? Yes.
Yes.
Please. You know, teaching him those things.
My husband had no domestic skills when right. I married him.
Yeah, no, I want mine too, because I'm tired. I'm tired.
Exactly.
I need them to do some. But anyway.
I'm thinking about the woman he's going to marry, or whoever he ends up with. So uh-huh. Let's put that out there. And I just want him to be like a, not only, you know, a good partner, but like a functional like person in the house. I don't want to have to have someone always pick up after him. I'm like, you need to know how to do these things.
Right. Exactly. So I'm curious about our listeners. What, if any, experiences or negative experiences that they have encountered, or thoughts or questions, like for the future for their boys and also for their daughters. I mean, this is about boys, but, you know, like message us in Instagram, social media, Facebook, you know, ask us questions, tell us your story or experiences. Maybe we can share it. But I think that'll conclude this conversation.
And I want to let everyone else know that, you know, with our new format with, Mom Jenis, how important it is for us to have real conversations. So, you know, if there's any triggers that may come in, you know, we'll give a disclaimer to that before we start our conversation, but it's time to dig deep. There's going to be time where we're going to have fluff. We're going to have a great time. But we're trying to really build a community where we have a safe place to discuss even, you know, some of those hard topics. So get ready for some good old-fashioned talking with two East Coasters and a Midwestern woman.
Midwest.
That's right.
Please rate, subscribe to our podcast. We really appreciate all of the love. We need those reviews so that other people can find us and be able to join us on our platform. If you didn't know already, we have a Facebook group called A Safe Place for Mom Genis, and we have a wonderful community that will support you in your journey in motherhood. So we thank you for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Like us on Facebook.
See you next time.